The Simpsons is beginning its 27th year, and Lena Dunham will be making an appearance on The Simpsons this year. I don't know which is the larger irrelevance. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is a fascinating man with a fascinating story. Don Piper. He died in January of 1989. He was dead for 90 minutes. He was revived after a very serious auto accident. He claims those 90 minutes were spent in heaven. And he has an incredible story and a very descriptive tale of his time in heaven, and he is back to talk to us here today. And then it will be this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by something that Christina received in the mail. It's a product called Blue Apron. It's everything you need to make this wonderful gourmet meal. Christina tried it, she loves it, and she will tell us all about it. We start things off this hour with Lena Dunham. Now, let me ask you a question. Who is Lena Dunham? Do you know? Let's all do this right now. Put down whatever you're doing. If you're at home, stop. If you're on the road, pull over. If you're in your office, tell your boss you need to step out for about 10 minutes, okay? All right, here we go. Let's all go outside and let's pick 10 people, the next 10 people that will be walking by. I want you to ask them the question, who is Lena Dunham? I would be floored if more than one of those 10 people had any clue who Lena Dunham is. Lena Dunham is one of the latest members of the Illuminati of Hollywood. She has been sent up as this huge star. She is the star of the HBO series Girls, these shows that are considered series, even though they only have 10 half hours every year or whatever it is. And she's barely clothed when she's on Girls. She's a very strong feminist. And she this week sat down and interviewed Hillary Clinton. Now, it was a discussion on feminism. Don't you think maybe they could have chosen somebody with just a little bit more gravitas? Lena Dunham is the creation of the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and she has been pushed out there since she was 16 or 17 years old as this upcoming star. In both the film and television world, she even hosted Saturday Night Live, one or two years ago? Well, it's interesting. Hollywood, the media, journalism will grab onto someone that they love because they agree with their ideas and they agree with how they present their ideas, and they assume that everyone from sea to shining sea loves that person just as much as they do. And sometimes you got to realize that these people only speak for themselves. Yeah, there are many people that share the beliefs as Lena Dunham, and that's fine. That's what this is all about. But for her to be put out there in such a way, oh, she is now the ideal. She is what the American idea of femininity is now turning into. No, it's not. Let's be honest, okay? Everyone is their own person. I don't care if she's on The Simpsons, and can I be honest about The Simpsons for a minute? When was the last time you watched that show? I've seen there's one guy on social media that I encounter, and he's always putting Simpsons references. Has there been any cogent Simpsons reference since about 1996? I mean, really, this thing debuted in 1989. And honestly, are they literally just taking the old scripts out and just taking out the name Carmen Electra and inserting Kim Kardashian and boom, let's just change the animation and we got ourselves another episode? Is that where we're headed with that show as well? Enough. When was that Bart Simpson song out? Literally almost a quarter of a century ago. But still, sorry, I digressed for a minute. Hollywood, New York, the whole media complex will focus in on someone and believe that the entire nation believes the way they do, that this person is amazing, and that their political beliefs and the way they go about their lives is something that you should see at every minute of every day in your life. No, it's not. Stay with us. Don Piper is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. When we was kids, our reward for good behavior might have been an oatmeal cookie or a pat on the head. Bonding with polite motorists on the open road is the number one way to reward good drivers. Biker's way of saying thanks for cutting me some slack. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The biker's way of saying thanks when the driver that could have cut you off instead let you squeeze into the turn lane. And as you're pulling into the lane, give him a little wave or a thumbs up. Being considerate costs you nothing, yet has a powerful and lasting impact on the way bikers are perceived out on the open road. We can all use good PR, and returning politeness costs nothing except a little wave. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Wouldn't it be nice to make money off your hobby or passion?
Technology today makes it so easy to get started and so inexpensive to test out an idea. The benefits to starting something on the side include
the education of running a business while enjoying the security of your job,
the opportunity to see if there is a market for your product or service,
gaining a new skill set to add to your resume,
more money in the bank.
Think about what you'd like to do. Freelance, offer lessons, provide a service, sell a product or handmade items.
Then test out your idea on friends and family to see if they'll buy.
Make extra money for yourself doing something you love. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.